It is unacceptable to have vaccines sitting on the shelf. And moving forward, I assure you, there will be no vaccines sitting on a shelf. I will be issuing an executive order focusing on vaccine distribution.
The executive order Governor Spencer Cox announced on Friday includes plans to begin vaccinating Utah teachers and staffers at K-12 schools on Monday and to start vaccinating Utahns over the age of 70 on January 18th. Utahns will sign up to receive the vaccine through their local health department. By the end of February, Cox anticipates everyone over 70 and all teachers and staff who want a vaccine will have received one. The next group will be Utahns over 65 and those with other comorbidities. To help reach herd immunity faster, those who have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 90 days are not to be vaccinated. Cox says local health departments should have a greater capacity to give the vaccine than the number of doses that will be available. This is the goal so that vaccines do not sit on the shelf and so that Utah may be able to increase the number of doses they are receiving in the future, he says. These updates regarding vaccine distribution come as state officials announce 3,793 new COVID-19 cases and a rolling 7-day average of 3,051 cases. This is a positivity rate of 32.7%. ICUs are over 90% full, and the state is announcing 22 new COVID-19 deaths today. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says this is the beginning of the post-winter holiday spike, and that despite the excitement over the vaccine, precautions are still essential.
What's so frustrating is that we are so close. Again, knowing now that grandma and grandpa, anyone over the age of 70, over the next few weeks will be able to get their vaccine. Let's keep them alive during this time.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.